Greetings, greetings, beloveds. I am Jaquitha, author of the forthcoming book, The House of Jezebel, Fulfilling Destiny in Spite of Your Upbringing. Welcome back to our House of Jezebel book podcast, and we're going to continue in our newest series on Jezebel through the chakras. If you're unfamiliar with my book, please take the time to visit www.thehouseofjezebel.com or my professional website at jaquitha.com, which is jaquetha.com. Now, in our last episode, we focused on the very first chakra, the root chakra, and I gave you like a little introduction of what chakras were to begin with, and then I went into providing information on the root chakra. So I'm going to follow the same scheme that I did for that episode as I prepare today to cover the sacral chakra, also sometimes referred to as the spleen, okay, the spleen chakra. So just like in our last podcast, I'm going to focus on what is the sacral chakra, how can a Jezebel exploit that chakra, how are some ways that we can balance it whenever it is under or overperforming? And what are some ways to reprogram this chakra? For example, using affirmations and crystals. And I'll end with some food for thought or meditative words about this particular chakra. So stay tuned and I look forward to our discussion. Okay, guys, we have a lot to cover. Now, I'm going to go ahead and blow your mind before I even get into the details of the sacral chakra. I want to come at the gate first, telling you up front, if you've ever done any research on the seven major chakras, you will probably see references, the sacral chakra being linked with the womb chakra. I'm coming out the gate first telling you now that is incorrect, okay? Because according to the ancient wisdom, the ancient knowledge, the genitals and the reproductive system are not linked to the sacral chakra, okay? So whenever you see references on the internet, I'm telling you, based on ancient knowledge, all over the internet is going to say that the sacral chakra and the womb chakra are one and the same. This is not true. Okay? It is not true. Those two chakras are 100% different. Actually, according to the ancient teachings, the womb chakra is actually higher than all of the seven chakras put together. So you cannot limit it to just one out of the seven. It is on a higher plane in a different aspect. It has more power, more influence than all of the seven chakras put together. Let me give you a little bit of wisdom about that. Because the womb chakra for a man is located at the soul level, okay? And for a woman is located in the physical area of her womb. It does not matter if she has had a hysterectomy. It doesn't matter if she is menopausal. It doesn't matter if she can or cannot have children. That physical womb or the area in which it stands is a chakra within itself, okay? It is considered the seat of the soul. This is where karma resides. For your soul, it has a direct link to the Divine Mother. Therefore, it is not the same thing as the sacral chakra. Okay, I can't emphasize that enough. So I'm letting you know that now before I even go into the details. So if you hear me reference anything about the genitals, about the reproduction system, about sexuality, or about pleasure, just know these are more modern add-ons to the sacral chakra, and that is not the original teachings from antiquity, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and go into the sacral chakra now. It is identified as an orange lotus. It's located in the pelvic area. about 1 to 3 inches below your navel or below your belly button. Its primary focus, okay, this chakra is so important because of the fact that it deals with emotions. You're going to hear me talk about nothing but emotional states, emotional stability. That is the sacral chakra, okay? So not only does it deal with emotions, it affects your creativity. It has to do with, you know, your intimacy level, and for, as it relates to your ability to relate to others, to be open to others. It has everything to do with your coping skills and how you handle life. If you don't know how to cope with change, if you're the type of person that likes things to go ABC and life throws you a XYZ, or your spouse or your kids or your job throws you a LMLOP, and you're not the type of person who's flexible, who can bounce back and shift with the waves and the tides of life, you probably are going to, this is probably going to be reflective through your sacral chakra, okay? So if you are somebody who doesn't know how to cope with change, you are someone who fights the flow of life, or you always find life overtaking you or overshadowing you, you're not working in conjunction with the flow. So you don't see change as a friend. You see it as an enemy. You see it as a block. And sometimes it doesn't matter if the change is good or bad. It's just sometimes people can be so set in their ways, so set in their thoughts and their beliefs and their actions, that if anything comes at them differently, even if it's for their highest good, they still see it as life is out to get me, or she's out to get me, or he's out to get me, or they don't like me. And that's further from the case, okay? So in the physical body, the sacral chakra is mainly associated with the lymphatic system, which are the organs such as the thymus, the spleen, because this is also referred to as the spleen chakra. That system also covers the tonsils and the appendix, okay? So those are areas you could experience whenever you have a blockage in your sacral chakra. Sometimes those are the physical parts of the body in which you may experience certain types of symptoms, ailments, illnesses, that kind of thing, okay? Let's continue with that. Since I'm talking about that, on a physical level, a blocked sacral chakra could lead to constipation. It could lead to gallbladder or kidney infections, which could cause excessive back pain. For women, there could be reproductive issues such as cysts, abnormal menstrual cycles, infertility. For men, it could be impotence. For women, you could have an enlarged thymus gland. Now, that's physical. Those are some physical examples, okay? Also keep in mind now, because you can have those same ailments in those same body parts, and it may not necessarily have anything to do with your sacral. It could be something that is embodied into your karma, which is stored in your womb chakra. But I'm going to leave that alone. So, sacral chakra, emotionally speaking, okay, you feel like you have a cloud over you. You know those cartoon characters, when they go through things, it's like they have this storm cloud that's like right above their head. You probably know some people like this. It's like every time you talk to them, you see, I don't care if it's over the phone, I don't care if you see them in person, it's like everything is so, woe is me. Woe is life. All these are people with some very under-functioning, okay? Sometimes they could be over-functioning, but sometimes usually they are under, they have closed, blocked sacral chakras, okay? So they are usually insecure. You know, when you're going through a, you can have a blocked sacral chakra, you can have a low or no self-esteem. You just have no confidence in yourself. You may withdraw and become detached from other people. You may kind of like put up a wall around you where you're kind of shelling off and closing off from the blows of life and dealing with people. And you can also become quite envious or jealous of others, because you may look at them and say, okay, well, look at them. Their life is wonderful. They don't have the issues I have. And look at how they, I mean, you can become like, why can't I be like them? that's when you start comparing yourself to someone else, and that does not help the chakra. That does not help that chakra at all, because you're comparing yourself to someone else. All of us are unique souls. All of us have a unique purpose here. And when you understand this, we're all one. So there's no need to be jealous of anybody, okay? You're just on, every soul is just on its own unique journey for its own evolutionary process. You don't need to be worried about what somebody else is doing, okay? Okay? As long as they're not doing hurt, harm, or danger to you, focus on your journey. And I'm just going to keep going, okay? But just focus on your journey. Don't be all up in worrying what other folks is doing, okay? Because all you're doing are, you're eating up your own energy level on things that don't even matter. That energy you have, those emotions you have are supposed to be used for your own journey, okay? Okay? So instead of drawing wisdom from the people that you see, you know, if it looks like somebody is doing something and they're doing better than you, draw wisdom from them. But don't compare yourself and say, oh, you know, I want what that person has. No, you don't. Because you don't know what that person went through to get to where they are. So you enjoy your journey. You focus on your present, okay? But I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm telling you how to balance your chakra. So let me go back. Okay, let me go back. If your mind races a lot, okay, a lot of chatter, you're always thinking, things are always processing. It's like you don't ever get a chance to just, get quiet, okay, because your mind's always racing. And especially if you can't muster up the answers you need for something. So if your mind is always racing, even while you're sleeping, that means you're waking up tired. Okay, it means you're tiring out your own self, is what I'm saying. Okay, so this kind of tiring emotionally or physically could leave you feeling hopeless, could leave you feeling drained. You surely can't operate in any kind of creative capacity because you're just not in that flow. You're not in a creative flow. You're not flowing with the universe. It's a blockage. Think in terms of a dam. The dam is there to stop the flow of water. That's what happens. Your emotions become blocked. And it's like instead of just allowing things to flow, allowing things to happen, allowing people, places, and things to come in and leave your life just as freely, you're blocking it. Okay? And this is the key. This is imperative because this is not just a sacral chakra thing. This is something with all of the chakras. All of the chakras work collectively and individually. So this, I just told you, sacral chakra mainly deals with emotions, okay? But you can't have an under-functioning sacral chakra and not think that that's not affecting the chakras right next to it. For example, last time we talked about the root chakra. So the root chakra is the first one. Right above it is the sacral. Well, right above the sacral is the solar plexus, which we'll talk about in our next episode. But when one of these, okay, or all of these begin to malfunction, they're blocked, they're low performing, other chakras around them have to try to substitute. So if you have a drain or try to help with the energy flow, so now you're putting pressure on your root chakra. And sometimes with the root chakra, let me use an example. Money. We talked about root chakra last time. One of the primary things is with the root chakra boils back down to money. Being able to provide just the basic needs of life. So these two can work together. Because if your money gets funny, it could affect your emotions. Okay? And believe me, I've seen this. I've seen this with people. As long as their money is fine, they're fine. When their money gets tight or get low, you see a side of them you've never seen before. I know what I'm talking about. I just saw this with and in somebody about 2 weeks ago. Okay? The chakras work individually and collectively. So from a sacral perspective, you could drag your root chakra into it by... Now, because you feel bad, because you don't feel good about yourself, some people will run out and they go and buy. They buy. They buy clothes. They buy shoes. They buy electronics. They just buy. They buy because they're trying to make themselves feel better. But then when it's time for you to sit down and pay your bills and you don't have the money to pay the bills, now your root chakra has been dragged into the middle of this. You see the connection? You find yourself spending what you don't have, trying to compensate for how you feel emotionally, because you feel like, when I buy this new thing, oh, I feel good. I got my new outfit on. I got this. I got no. Because when that wear off, reality is going to hit in and you're going to be like, I shouldn't have spent money on that. I shouldn't have spent money on that. I shouldn't have done that. I should have done this. And then that's going to cause additional stress on you. Okay. So again, you know, the chakras, energy-wise, they piggyback off each other. And one is blocked, then another one has to compensate, and then that creates a whole other set of issues in another area of your life. So now you got two or more chakras that's all blocked, okay? This is why you have to be present and focused on your own. I don't even know how to explain this. It's just, again, like I said earlier, we all are on this journey. Okay, we're all on an evolutionary journey. Your soul has a certain path that it needs to follow. You really don't have time to be worried about nobody else. I mean, now the people that have been assigned to you, you know, your immediate family or what have you, you have to follow your soul's prompting. Because when it comes to emotional state, especially from a Jezebel perspective, this is one of the root in the sacral chakra. Especially if you've been raised around a Jezebel as a child, I promise you, honey, I promise you, these are the two chakras they're going to exploit the most, because your needs and your wants at the root chakra level, they are providing. So if they are the ones providing for your needs, they also are the ones who have control over your emotions, okay? They go hand in hand. You want my money, you're going to act a certain way, you're going to function a certain way. You want my help, you're going to act a certain way, you're going to function. And that's not necessarily a wrong thing, but if a person does it with ill intent, okay, you're not doing this for my highest good. You're doing this to keep me under your thumb, under your foot, so you can always control me, which means you are in control of my sacral chakra and I am not. I am giving away my power and allowing you to control my chakra, okay, and to control my physical being. So let's look at it more. Let's talk about that a little bit more. How a Jezebel exploits this particular chakra. And what they do is, you've heard about people saying that they're planting seeds. You know, you're planting seeds in someone's life, and somebody, you know, one person plants the seed, another person comes along and they water it, and another person comes along and, you know, and then, you know, here's the sun and the sun is shining on you. You've heard that kind of thing before, right? Well, I'm going to flip it up, because when a Jezebel is exploiting the sacral chakra, then what he or she or it, or however you want to say it, they are planting not seeds, they are planting weeds, okay? They're planting weeds. This is not just allowing a weed to come up. This entity, whether it's working through someone or working solo, its job, it deliberately comes in and does plants weeds to get inside your head, to act like that little devil that's on your shoulder, that's confirming your doubts, confirming your fears, just telling you you're not going to be anything and you'll never be anything. And then at the same time, one minute is playing the devil, the next minute is being the angel on the other side, giving you all the kind words. And if you keep listening to that, can you imagine a person being emotionally unstable, if not mentally unstable, if you constantly are hearing? Because these people, when they plant their weeds, once they plant those seeds and they begin to grow, they don't physically have to be around you anymore. You could be on the other side of the world, okay? And because they have planted these weeds into your energetic system, into your emotional well-being, you will hear this person's words. You don't have to be on the phone with them. You don't have to have no text, no email. It's like that person literally is sitting within yourself. And all you're hearing is just these playback of different words. You hear the positive, you hear the negative, and you're going back and forth, back and forth. And you can't figure out, who am I? Okay, what am I supposed to be doing? This affects you emotionally. Remember the ups and downs? a blocked sacral chakra, ups and downs, ups and downs. You're uncertain, you're unsure, you're insecure. You know, your self-esteem is like either zero or it's so low. People, a Jezebel can sniff someone out like this with no problems. Especially from a romantic perspective, okay? This is how you attract people who come in and they're just like that little devil, and then they're like, they start off like the little angel. And then after you have opened yourself up to them, not using the discernment to know this is somebody you shouldn't be, you know, the warning signs aren't there because you're low anyway. So the emotional warning signs are not there. And you're like, oh, I think I can trust this person. And as soon as you do, you see the devil in them. Okay. So from a relationship perspective, this is how it's so easy to attract a male or a female Jezebel. In my case, I actually have a chapter in the House of Jezebel where I am talking about my experience with a male Jezebel, okay, and how they play on your emotions. Now, whether or not they're doing it intentionally or not, again, I mentioned earlier, every soul is here for a particular journey to learn certain lessons, to fulfill certain aspects, to work out karma, you know, whatever it may be. So some of these people may not be intentionally trying to be evil. They may not have, there may be the type of people who are not listening to a show like this. They're not concerned about no chakras. They ain't concerned about aligning themselves energetically. They don't care about all that. But you have to know it, because you're going to encounter people like this, and you need to be able to be aware, especially if you're an empath. You need to be aware when people are coming in and out of your space, and it's affecting your emotions, because empaths pick up on the energy and emotions of those around them. So you have to learn this kind of thing, especially how to protect yourself, okay? How to protect yourself, energetically speaking. Now, that's above this class, but at least I will be talking about ways you can balance and using some affirmations to kind of get you started if you aren't familiar with the sacral chakra, okay? But from a Jezebel perspective, Jezebel through the sacral chakra, they come in, they already are observing you from a distance. Emotionally speaking, they already been scoping you out. Okay, they can see through you. I mean, these, to be honest, a person with a Jezebel spirit does not realize how they are. They have a gifting that is so powerful, but it's being used for the wrong reason. Because what they could be doing is scoping out somebody who has those emotional problems and pouring into that person, trying to help build up their self-esteem, not build it up so they can turn around and tear it down. Okay, but build that person up and release them back into life so they can be better than where they were when they met them. You see what I'm saying? But as Jezebel, they come in, they observe in your emotional state. They see what ticks you off. They see what makes you happy. They look for the holes in your soul. I talk about that in the book. And they're trying to gain that foothold emotionally and mentally with you. Okay, so they could use anything, especially if the holes in your soul are through a failed relationship. If it's through, especially if you have a failed relationship with your parents, with your family of origin, or if you are adopted and you don't know who your family of origin is and you've never been told, especially if this information is continuously being withheld from you, okay? People can come in and find these holes and they exploit them, okay? They exploit them. And even if you have a good relationship with your family, they can come in and plant these weeds and start having you thinking, you know, they don't love me. They don't care about me. And the next thing you know, they have put this rift between you and your family, in which what was once a great relationship, and now it's torn apart. They don't want you talking to nobody. I don't want you interacting with people. You know, they're controlling every aspect of your life. Okay? So the ultimate goal of a Jezebel with this particular chakra is to make you dependent on them. Period. So if I'm controlling your root chakra, I'm controlling your money, and now I'm controlling your emotions, you are 100% dependent on me. Okay? All right? You get that? So in other words, now I can manipulate your life. You have made it so much easier for me to manipulate your life. If I'm a Jezebel. So let's go into ways to balance the sacral chakra. When you have a balanced or an open sacral chakra, you will feel like you're in charge of your life, okay? You will feel in harmony with your life. You'll feel in flow, okay? So it doesn't matter what comes your way. You're like, I got this. I'm good. It's like an emotional high, okay? That's when your sacral is flowing and it's open as it should be, okay? You feel alive. You feel full of life and full of clarity or vitality, okay? You're emotionally stable and you're not swayed by changes. Now, that doesn't mean things don't get under your skin and knock you off your block, but you're able to get back up like, okay, I got this. It came at me, it knocked me down, I'm back up, I'm good, okay? So here are a couple of ways to balance your sacral chakra. Number one, you can recognize any negative voices in your head and regain control over your thoughts, okay? And you can use meditations and affirmations. You can do singing. You can listen to some books. If you're one of these people that, you know, you always have the mind chatter going on, and especially if you were raised in a household with someone or you are living with someone, God forbid, if you're married to someone with a Jezebel spirit, you always, like I said before, it's like you don't have to be physically around that person. It's like they have planted the weeds. And so those weeds sprout up with the doubts, the fears, the worries, just all of that. Even when you're by yourself, even when you're trying to go to sleep, you know, whatever. Okay. So you can use meditation. You can do affirmation. Second thing you can do. I've heard that the sacral chakra is also associated with your inner child. Okay, that little you is still there, okay? So you can indulge your inner child. And you can do, in other words, think about some of the things that you may have done when you were a child. Something that was a fun and safe activity that you like to do. It could be painting. It could be singing. It could be writing. It could be running. It could be hiking. Whatever it is that you used to do as a child, you need to recapture that because that can help you emotionally, okay? Consider recapturing that. Okay, another thing, something else I didn't tell you, I want to let you know, the sacral chakra. All of the chakras are associated with one of the, some cultures say there are four elements, some say five, some have gone even higher. Well, water is one of the elements, okay? So the sacral chakra is associated with water, that water element. Now, the root chakra was associated with the earth, okay? So that's why I told you ways to balance your root chakra. One of them was to go outside and be in nature. So you can combine these two where you can go outside, but go outside to where there's a body of water. And that's like an ocean or something. So that's one way to using water. And another thing is to actually drink water to make sure you stay hydrated, because if your emotion level is being drained, then you're also being drained physically. So one thing you want to do is to stay hydrated. You know, drink pure water. Also consider avoiding foods or drinks or beverages or what have you that you know are going to weigh you down. Okay, you know, if you eat too much of this, eat too much of that, or eating something you're not supposed to, or drinking alcohol or what, even illegal substances, certain things, you know what, don't try to medicate yourself is what I'm saying. Now, if you're on medication from your physician, your mental health professional, your health, whatever, that's different. But I'm talking about when we deliberately tap into addictions because we don't want to deal with our life, because we're trying to shut out the emotions because we don't want to feel them. We don't want to deal with them. The goal is to have a healthy sacral chakra, okay? To have healthy emotions, healthy interactions. Imagine if everybody in the world had a healthy sacral chakra. Health, all of their chakras helped them, but a lot of time, this is a place also in conjunction with the root chakra that people and their emotions, okay, people in their emotions, because especially with the root chakra, one of the disadvantages of it, I mean, one of the emotional blockages for it is deals with emotion, and it's the extreme side of the emotions. It is the anger. It's rage. Okay. All right. Let me continue. 4, another way to balance the sacral chakra is the art of letting go of negativity. One way you can do that is learning how to forgive. Forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person. Okay. So whatever the other person did wrong is still wrong. Okay. So forgiveness is not saying that the person, what they did was not wrong. It's not saying they shouldn't be held accountable. What it is saying is that I will not hold negative energy associated with that particular event, person, place, or thing in my energy field, in my energy body, in my sacral chakra. I am letting that go. I'm going to put in the work to let that go. All right. You can wear orange clothing if you're trying to help balance that chakra. You can do the orange light meditation. I talked about the red light meditation under the root chakra. So real quickly, I will explain the orange light meditation. It's basically just getting quiet and imagine an orange light pointing to the area of where your sacral chakra is located. And remember, it's about 1 to 3 inches below your navel, okay? So just getting quiet and imagine an orange light flowing through not just your physical body, but also your energetic body, clearing and opening. You can do that with all of the chakras, okay? You can also eat some orange-colored foods like cantaloupe and oranges, okay? Now, if you're into crystals, then you can check out. This is just 4 examples of crystals. You know, you can get on the internet and find others. I personally own at least 2, I think. The citrine, C-I-T-R-I-N-E, is one. Another stone that's good for the sacral chakra is called the moonstone. Now, the moonstone may look white, okay? It may not look orange. It may look white because a lot of these stones come in different variations, especially if they are tumble versus if they are in their original state, okay? Orange calcite is another, and orange jasper is the last one that I have written down here, okay? So citrine, moonstone, orange calcite, and orange jasper. Those are a few crystals associated with the sacral chakra if you're into crystals and gemstones. Okay, let's get into affirmations because we are almost done. Yay! So let's get into the affirmations, and then after that, we will do the food for thought and I will close out. All right? So here are some affirmations. As like I did last time, I will be posting these affirmations on the House of Jezebel website.com. So if you go up to, I can't remember where exactly it is, but if you go on the website and look for the podcast, there's a page where I have listed the affirmations for the root chakra, as well as I'm going to list these for the sacral chakra as well. So let's go over these. I have more than I did last time. Or you can go on the website and pull them up. Okay. So here we go. The first one, I embody a peace that surpasses all understanding. Again, I embody a peace that surpasses all understanding. Some of y'all may know that scripture. Another one is, I am free from the need to misuse food, money, people, and the like as a form of self-medication. I am free from the need to misuse food, money, people, and the like. I mean, resources, whatever. That means et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as a form of self-medication, okay? To self-medicate yourself. The next one. I am happy, healthy, and creatively a whole being. I am happy, healthy, and a creatively whole being. The next one, I am content in my own skin. I am content in my own skin. Next, I fully allow my feelings to flow through and out of my being with grace and ease. I fully allow my feelings to flow through and out of my being with grace and ease. My feelings. Notice I said my. Not everybody else's feelings flowing through you and out of you. Your. This is why you learn how to protect yourself from letting other people's feelings flow in you. We talking about your own. My. I fully allow my feelings to flow through and out of my being with grace and ease. Next one. I am a sacred being and I am worthy of giving and receiving love. Authentic love. I'm going to add that one in there. I am a sacred being and I am worthy of giving and receiving authentic love. I'm going to add that in there. I like that. The next one. I am a sacred being who is worthy of being nourished and extending a nourishing nature to others. I am a sacred being who is worthy of being nurtured and extending a nurturing nature to others. It's kind of like a play off the last one, okay? Instead of love, it's talking about nurture. Next, my relationships are an extended form of joy in my life. Now, I used to wear extended, which means you're going to have your own joy. These won't be the relationships that bring the joy to you. They will be an extension of the joy you already have. So my relationships are an extended form of joy in my life. Okay, down to the last two. I am a magnet for like-minded people who wholeheartedly support and comfort me. I am a magnet for like-minded people who wholeheartedly support and comfort me. It didn't say control you. Okay. Now the last one. Sex is a sacred act that I cherish and experience in healthy ways. Sex is a sacred act that I cherish and experience in healthy ways. All right. That's the end of the affirmations. So it's time to begin to close out for our show. So my food for thought for you is learning how, when it comes to the sacral chakra, is really being aware of your emotions, okay? Being aware of your emotions. I talked about the root chakra, about dealing with things as they occur, you know, facing your past, facing your shadows, whatever comes up. Sometimes things come up in our lives and they're reminding us. They're coming up. Something you didn't forget about, a person you didn't forget about. It doesn't necessarily mean you need to bring this person back into your life. It doesn't mean you need to go back to that way of life from a long time ago. It's just your body has a way of letting you know. Your higher self has a way of letting you know, saying, hey, this has stayed here long enough. It's time to go. Okay, so learning how to be present with emotions that come up and say, okay, where is this coming from? What is this about? I want to face it. Even if it's something as simple as saying, I'm not sure what this is, asking your higher self, asking God, asking the universe, could you clarify what this is about? If this is something that I need to let go, what lesson before I let it go, what lesson do I need to learn? Okay, because you don't want to see it come back. Okay, I want to learn this so I can move on. Okay, so learning how to be present in and with your life. In other words, avoid getting so caught up in the past or too focused on the future that you lose sight of the here and now. Okay, it's called mindfulness. Practice mindfulness. Okay, and if by any chance that you find yourself, you know, the mental chatter, the emotional, because again, sacral chakra is about emotions and emotional stability. If you find that you need help with this, always please seek out some professional help. If family and friends are not of service to you, they can't help you, then do not give up on finding help. Okay, find the help that you need, whether you need to go to immediately seek out professional help with a licensed medical or mental health professional. You do what works for you, but attend to your emotional well-being. That's my food for thought. Make sure you attend to your emotional well-being. All right. Well, that's it for now on the Sacral Chakra. I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to sit down with me and tune in to the House of Jezebel Book Podcast. If you're looking for some written information on the seven major chakras, then please go to my website, which is Jaketha.com, Jaketha.com, and click on the resource section. You can go under there, and I have written up some information on each of the seven chakras. And if you have not heard about the book, please go and visit www.thehouseofjezebel.com, where you can learn more about you can learn more about the book, but you can also gain access to the previous podcast. Because remember, I told you the last one we did was on the root chakra, because we're on this series of Jezebel through the chakras. So I thank you again for tuning in. Peace, blessings, happiness, and wholeness to you all. And goodbye, my beloveds. Goodbye. I will see you later.